turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock I know that's stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I hide till the storms have all passed over? Where do I run to when the winds of sorrow threaten? Is there a refuge in the time of tribulation? When my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone that the builders rejected. Go to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. The rock of my salvation. Go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock.
Amen. Need Jesus every day, don't we? Praise God, every situation. Just love the Lord this morning. So good to see y'all. Welcome to First Pentecostal. Just praise the Lord. Those of you watching online, welcome to church with us this morning. We're going to get ready to continue to celebrate the Lord and just praise Him, worship Him, but most of all to hear His mighty word. If you can, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Situations, life, tragedies, excitement, announcements, all the situations we go through. You know, God's got it. He is in charge. We just want to place our hand in His. And let Him guide us in each and every situation. Whether we need to be down on our knees or we're joyous on the mountaintop, we just want to give God all the glory. Praise the Lord. I know there are prayer requests going forward. I've seen some text blasts, some personal situations that I've been text on that we're praying for. But I know for each and every one of you how much, just want to tell you, God loves you. And we're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer request, just show by raising your hand. But the same God, many blessings He's given us. If you've got a praise report, let's just lift up that other hand. Let's just praise Him. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord my God, we just praise You. Lord, we thank You for this day. Lord, we just want to worship You. Lord, we want to lift You up and honor You. Lord, thank You for Your many blessings. Lord, thank You for loving us. And Lord, we just praise You and sit and just want to lift You up and honor You when everything's said and done. Lord, we thank You now. Dear Lord, for these that are present with us, those that are watching online, dear Lord, and we just pray for those that aren't able to be with us, dear Lord, for whatever situation. Lord, we just want to honor You. Lord, now You've seen those hands that were raised, dear Lord, You know the depths of our hearts. And dear Lord, for each and every situation, dear Lord, we're asking You to heal. Lord, we're asking You to mend, to protect. Lord, we're asking You just to open up those doors of opportunity that You have planned for us, dear Lord. May we be faithful to You. Lord, may we put all of our faith and hope in You, my Lord. And, Lord, we thank You for that precious blood that was shed for each and every one of us. Lord, we thank You for salvation, dear Lord. We thank You for the walk, for the desire we have just to lift You up and praise You, my Lord. Lord, now we're praying for the lost, dear Lord. I know there are situations out there right now, dear Lord, that's heavy on our hearts, dear Lord, and we just ask You to save each and every one. May Your word go forth. Lord, may souls be saved, dear Lord, and we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. He is worthy of our praise. While you're standing, turn to page 306, one we haven't done in a while. The Old Gospel Ship. I didn't get a chance to give it to them in the back. I know they're setting it up for us. Page 306. Have good news to bring. Praise God. I have good news to bring,
and that is why I sing all my joy.
Seated if you can. Sing Brother Philip there this morning. That song just brings, still that just puts a smile on my face. I remember when we first started a church and that song was sung out, and Brother Philip here just praising God and just leading us. And I had never sung that song before we came here, and it's just, it still just rings because I've got good news to bring. Because I know who my Savior is. Praise God, and that's Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All righty, we're going to get ready and just got one announcement that I have up here. There may be some more that they haven't given me yet, but then we'll take up the morning offering. Go ahead and mark your calendars. I know we mentioned this last week and the week before, but March 26th, Sunday evening, is going to be our community outreach. And y'all remember that, the wonderful ministry. It's a wonderful time. All the different churches gather together in the house, and we just have a chance just to worship and praise God. And y'all make plans to come. It's a wonderful time. It is a Sunday evening, but it's a powerful house. And we just want to see the house full. We want God's Word to go forth. We want souls saved. We want to be able to celebrate and just worship God and just praise His holy name. All right, that's the only announcement I've got. You got an announcement? There you go.
Yes. Here we go. Time? It's that time. It's Easter program time. And I will be recruiting Just get ready to say yes, as it may be today. Also, if anybody's interested in being a puppeteer, please come see me or Lori, Sister Lori Covington. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
No.
We will have choir practice at 5 o'clock.
Okay, choir practice at 5. In case I forget at the end of service, choir practice at 5. You want to join the choir? This is a perfect opportunity. Praise the Lord. And I see some faces I haven't seen in a while. So excited to welcome everybody back, or for any visitors, we want to welcome you this morning too. So we're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering, and we'll just be ready to turn the service over to the choir. Praise God. Thank you, gentlemen. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering, please? Amen.
Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Well, the lame man sat outside the gate, begging alms from those who entered in. Now Peter and John, they came upon him, the lame man expecting of them. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. Right then the Spirit touched him. He leapt up to his feet, saying, look what God done to me.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
I was bound by chains of darkness and sin. I had no hope, no peace of mind. And though my sins were red as scarlet, he washed them white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul will rejoice. I've made him my choice. Got joy, peace, and everything within. You see my name's been written down in that Lamb's book of life. Can't you see what God's done for me?
Look what the Lord has done. Just look what the Lord has done. Well, he healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me up just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Well, the lame man sat outside the gate, begging alms from those who entered in. Now Peter and John, they came upon him, the lame man expecting of them. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. Right then the Spirit touched him. He leapt up to his feet, saying, look what God done for me.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
I was bound by chains of darkness and sin. I had no hope, no peace of mind. And though my sins were red as scarlet, he washed them white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul will rejoice, cause I've made him my choice. Got joy, peace, and everything within. You see my name's been written down in the Lamb's book of life. Can't you see what God's done for me?
Look what the Lord has done. Just look what the Lord has done. Well, he healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me all just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Cause each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Well, look what the Lord has done. Just look what the Lord has done. Well, he healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me all just in time. I'm gone.
I just want to say before I start singing this, you know, Friday night when I went to the revival, Brother Eddie was preaching. One of the things he talked about was pressing the power button. I think some have already pressed the power button this morning, but I encourage you this morning to press that power button, to get what you need from the Lord. Speak the name of Jesus this morning over every situation. It don't matter what it is. God is here, amen? All you got to do is just reach out to Him. Worship with us. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace in your presence. Hallelujah. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul captive by depression, speak Jesus. 'Cause your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak in the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life.
is He.
Your name is He.
Your name is life.
Your name is
strong.
Shine through the shadows.
Be
magnified.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace in your presence. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Your name is strong. Shine through the shadows.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Make every stronghold shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Your name is power.
Your name is healing.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak a holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak your holy name, Jesus.
Your name is power.
Your name is healing.
Your name is life.
Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows.
Shadows.
shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak your holy name, Jesus. Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like the fire. Your name is power, your name is healing,
Jesus.
Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Thanks.
you give, and I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made a change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. And I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, I give you thanks. And I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest.
On the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. You just call him up. Call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and my privilege to present to you the new Kayla. The new reborn Kayla. Oh, hallelujah. The new Holy Ghost filled Kayla. Hallelujah. All things have passed away. All things have become new. I'm a new person. I'm going to leave in a different way. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. You just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. If you need deliverance, tell
stepped out and cried, have pity on us. He gave sight to Bartimaeus there in the dust. A woman came to the well with a bucket, you know, but she left with a river in her soul. When heartache and pain are all around you, troubled waters of life, well, they almost drown you. Then just reach up to that reaching down hand, 'cause Jesus is a miracle man. And he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. When heartache and pain are all around you, troubled waters of life, well, they almost drown you. Then just reach up to that reaching down hand, 'cause Jesus is a miracle man. And he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. He gave sight to the blind, he turned water to wine, all at his command. He gave life to the ruler's daughter, healed out here to walk on the water. Jesus is a miracle man. And he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. Because Jesus is a miracle man. Because Jesus is a miracle.
Take the first step when I don't know the way. Each turn is so uncertain. I learned to walk by faith, but you gave me a promise that you would never leave. Oh, you will lead and guide me, Lord. I do believe. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me, and I will answer. Lead me, Lord. Plans for me are perfect. I never need to fear. For though at times I feel alone, I know that you are near. My heart just
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Test. 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 See. Sometimes I feel like I'm just walking around with my head up in the clouds. I'm steady moving, but I'm not gaining ground. Heading the wrong way in the crowd. Then I remember I'm not part of this world. I'm moving higher each day. Upward mobility sounds mighty good to me. I just can't wait to get away. I've got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. If you are bothered by the problems in life, don't you let them get you down. Just look to Jesus, you will not be denied. He'll move you up to higher ground. You're a child of the King, that you're an heir to His throne. You may not know just when He's coming back again.
Yes, He is.
He'll take us to our happy home.
Come on, sing.
Got to remember, I'm not here to stay.
I'm going home.
I'm looking forward to a brighter day.
Got to remember,
I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home.
Temporary home. Yeah, glory. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a precious Lord, what a precious Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, this is that. This is that that the prophet Joel was speaking of. Amen. That same spirit that came down in the upper room when the 120 was blessed. Still alive and well today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your sweet spirit, for the worship that we feel here. Hallelujah. If you're close to your loved one, why don't you just give them a hug? Amen. Hallelujah. This is great. I said, this is powerful. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. These blessings don't come by accident. Somebody's been praying. Hallelujah. Somebody's been reaching the throne of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am
I'm
no longer
a slave to fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Praise your name, sweet Jesus.
You unravel
hallelujah,
me.
Hallelujah. Glory to
with a melody.
Thank you, Jesus.
You surround you, Jesus. Me with
amen.
A song.
Hallelujah.
Of deliverance from my enemies till all my fears are gone.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm no longer of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Say it again. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Everybody,
I am a child of God.
What a privilege, what an honor.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
I am
a child of God.
If you're thankful for that, give Him praise in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, the time changed, and I went to church, and revival broke out. Woo, healing came. Deliverance came. The Holy Ghost came. My, my, my. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship and praise Him. He's worthy. He is worthy. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Fill them up, Lord.
Yes, dear Lord.
Fill them up. Thank you, Jesus. Fill them up. Overflow. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What is it? Mercy found me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes, I was right then. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
One more time for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. You feel like you've been fed this morning. Man. If you will bear with me. If you'll be seated. I know there's sheep that has eaten this morning. Still feel like there's some sheep that need to be fed. If you will listen fast, I will preach fast. Promise. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Jonah, 2nd chapter. Verse number 1, very short verse. We'll do 1 and 2. From the book of Jonah, chapter number 2, verse 1 and 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Everybody see the fish's belly. And said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Everybody say, he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I. And thou heardest my voice. Heavenly Father, God, we're so thankful, Lord, for what we felt. I can't add a thing in the world to this service. The Holy Ghost has already done the work. Father, but I feel an urgency. I feel a need. I feel someone is hurting this morning, God, and all of the victory and all of the praise and all of the deliverance and all of the Holy Ghost that has fell on this place. God, you said there's a soul here that's hurting. There's a soul here that's, Lord, that needs a touch from you. Father, I pray, God, that through this message, but through your Spirit, God, that you would feel that need. You'd be seated for just a moment. I want to share with you some very abbreviated story of the book of Jonah. Jesus is calling. Answer it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. May I remind us that we have a direct line to God? If I'd had a message this morning, it would simply have been, prayer touches God. There's times when we get so far away from God. There's times when we let so many things infiltrate our life that we're ashamed to pray to God. We're so burdened down. We don't think we're worthy. We may have missed it with God. We may have let other things infiltrate our life. We may have turned our back on God. We don't think that we're worthy or even should be allowed to speak to God. But that's not what the Word of God says. That might be what some man told you. That might be what some denomination told you. But that's not what the Bible says. Prayer touches God. Amen. Praise. He loves praise. He loves worship. And all of that is great. But if you really want to get an answer from God, you go to Him in prayer. I want you to understand, Jonah brought all of this on himself when he rejected God. He thought he knew more than God, and he went the other way. Don't think you're the only one that's ever done that. Don't think you're the one that's only one that's ever disobeyed God. Disobedience can cause us misery and pain so many times in our life. But I want to share with you. I'm just going to read it. Jonah had other plans. He disobeyed God. He went in the opposite direction, found a ship going to Tarshish. Paid the fare. We're going to pay the fare for disobedience. We're going to pay the fare for it. It's going to cost us dearly. But it's not the end of the story. Got on a ship. God sent a great storm. The ship was nearly destroyed. Jonah was blamed and cast into the sea by the crew. Things got really interesting at this point. Sunday school story said a whale swallowed him. Bible says, the Lord had prepared a great fish. You're wondering why, and you're wondering where, and you're wondering what's all this about. God prepared it for you right now. That fish had no other purpose or purpose but to swallow Jonah. Not to swim around in the sea with other fish, but he was formed and fashioned for one purpose, and that was to swallow up Jonah. And what we think was a terrible thing was absolutely to save Jonah. God, I don't like this fish. I don't like this situation. I don't like this thing that's swallowing me up. I want you to understand, it's because God loves you so much, He's protecting you from the belly of hell, He said, or from the belly of death. This is the thing this is what causes us sometimes to linger longer than we need to. Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights before he finally decided to pray. Why? God, I don't deserve your mercy. I did this to myself. God, I wouldn't blame you if you never answered another prayer for me. I know I've missed it. I know I turned my back. I know I disobeyed you. I don't deserve your mercy. I don't deserve your grace. I don't deserve your forgiveness. Until he finally repented. He said he finally repented. And after 3 days and three nights and being in the belly of the fish, he said he prayed unto the Lord. And he heard me. I ran from him. I disobeyed him. I put other people's lives in jeopardy. But I prayed and he heard me. Someone needs to know today, you haven't drifted so far from God. You haven't done so much that He is not able to forgive you and love you. If you will just pray the prayer of faith with a repentant heart, God will hear you from heaven and He will deliver you. You know, I imagine Jonah was just praying, Lord, forgive me. I don't know that he even prayed, Lord, get me out of this fish. But if you'll read down, the Lord spake unto the fish. Fish, you better let him go. Fish, you can't hold him no longer. Glory to God. I wished I had about an hour and a half. Fish, you're just going to have to regurgitate. He said, Brother Eddie, what? Vomited him up. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. God will forgive you. God will redeem you. God will save you. God will deliver you. But you're going to go through some stuff when you disobey God. Some stinky, vile stuff. Well, but you know what? He vomited him up on dry ground. Jonah went off running. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a 2-hour message and I'm fixing to end it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, brother. But prayer touches God. I'm going to give you what I'm going to do. That's my power button. Somebody give me a power button this morning. Precious saint of God. Amen. Prayer touches God. Prayer is not just a give me opportunity. I'm very sad to say that many times the only time we reach out to God is when we need something. But there's so many prayers and so many things that are listed in the Bible. And we can get deliverance, we can get healing, we can get victory, and all of those wonderful things too. But sometimes we can just talk to God. Jeremiah 29, verses 12 and 13, praying with your whole heart. Shame on us if we're praying and looking at our watch and seeing what time our favorite show comes on. Shame on us if we're praying and we're already thinking what we're going to do as soon as we get up from our prayer. Shame on us if we're praying because the pastor told us to. Praying with your whole heart. That's setting aside everything, getting everything else off of your mind, off your heart, and giving that time to God. Don't worry about the time. You can pray a powerful prayer in 30 seconds. But you know what? The more you pray, you don't want to pray just 30 seconds. You want a continuing prayer. Daniel 9 and 18, praying for mercy. Philippians 4 and 6, praying with thanksgiving. Psalms 145, 18 and 19, praying for deliverance. We got that one. 1 John 5, 14 and 15, praying with faith and confidence. Romans 8 and 26, praying when we don't even know why we're praying. And the Holy Spirit that was in us just makes intercessions with moans and groans unto the Lord. You ever prayed like that and don't even know what you're praying? Just glorifying God. But prayer touches God. I said a while ago, this service did not happen by accident. Amen. Somebody has been praying. Somebody's been seeking the Lord. And I don't want to add anything. I just want to tell that person or persons who is here today that think you don't deserve mercy, that think that you don't deserve grace, the Bible absolutely tells you the opposite is true. Regardless of what you've done, regardless of where you've been, regardless of how long you've been in that situation, prayer touches God. If you'll pray with an earnest heart, if you'll pray with a broken and contrite spirit, God will deliver you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother, I thought you said you had it. Jesus is precious. We're going to end on that one. Would you stand? God's already blessed. We're going to pray a very special prayer. Mariah Watkins, who's watching the service by live stream, needs special prayer. We're going to end the service praying for her. But right now, I want us just to glorify. This song says, Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Is he precious to you? Amen. Hallelujah. There's the words. Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord and my Master. Jesus is precious to me. If he's precious, sing it all over the congregation.
Jesus,
sing it, church.
He
is so precious.
So precious.
Jesus is precious to me. My Savior, Lord and my Master. Jesus is precious. Reach out, take your neighbor's hand. Oh, Jesus is precious.
He is
so precious. Jesus is precious to me. Savior, Lord and my Master. Let's sing it one more time. I feel the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is precious.
So precious.
He is so precious. Jesus,
precious to me.
Precious to me.
Oh, he's my Lord and he's my Savior.
Lord and my Master.
Jesus is precious to me. Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, to feel what you have poured out of your Spirit. God, we're thankful, Lord, for the prayers that were made prior to this service, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God, for those who came forward, for those who were delivered, for those who, God, were just recharged in the Spirit. God, for those who were healed, Father, now we pray a very special prayer for a sister, Mariah Watkins, who is viewing live stream today. Father, I pray right now that you would intercede with your healing hand. Touch her, anoint her, whatever the situation. God, we know that you're bigger than that. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your promise. And we thank you, God, for your preciousness. You are precious to us. We love you and we thank you. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Be back with us tonight at 6 o'clock. There is no telling what God will do for us tonight. God bless you. We love you.